I guarantee I have a receipt in my pocket.
Yeah. Or if they get wet, a lot of times
away.
You can't
it
read them
away,
anymore.
It goes away, yeah, because of the thermal heat.
We've always before asked them to turn in the receipts, the actual receipt.
I take a picture of it and send it to you immediately.
Yeah, but I mean, it,
way I don't lose
a copy of it is not a bad thing, I don't think, if for that reason.
Okay.
We've always asked for the original, but I'm okay with a copy if you guys are.
Well,
you can tell if a copy has been altered,
no,
so you know we're good
the
there.
The date of expense is
right.
What I was asking. I didn't know if it was, because typically receipts show what the date is.
Right.
So I didn't know if you wanted that handwritten as well with email.
No.
Okay.
Just as long as that date is on that
it's
receipt.
On.
And before, I've always just asked them, you know, even just at the top of the receipt to write who it was involved and, you know, if it was for commission or a MAC meeting or whatever. Just to, and I was fine with it just being written on the receipt that they didn't have to fill out a whole form. But I just have some departments that don't want to comply since it's not in the policy.
And then on the itemized receipt, sometimes it is hard for hotels to give you an itemized, like if you purchased a meal and put it on your room.
Mm-hmm. A lot of times you have to call back and ask for that.
Right. And because and whomever is you're dealing with at the time, they don't know how to do it.
Right.
And so that does become, so is that?
That's not so much an issue as if someone goes to Applebee's and instead of bringing back the detailed receipt, they just want to turn in the receipt that just has their total.
So there you could write on there, hey, I got a...
And I have asked people that. If they can't get a detailed receipt, I say at least write out what you had.
Okay.
More so it's for us to be able to prove that they didn't purchase any alcohol with county funds because we've had that issue at one time. So that's why the detailed receipt is so important. Yeah.
So what the new policy, it has the date of the expense, the people involved, all
that is the main thing.
That is covering.
Right. Because, you know, you might have an office that just says lunch for employees, or one of your receipts you have now says pizza for ROTC. We don't know if that's feeding 3 people or 20 people. And if you have a receipt, let's say that's $200, but you only have 3 people involved in that, then it kind of gets, there's questions that are asked. Whereas if they had to list out the people that covered, you know, then you can tell if it's feeding 15 people or 3 people. So.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the main change there.
So number 8, amendment, it would be referred to as amendment 2020-04.1.
Yes.
And that would cover it.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a workaround, though, on a couple of those things. So that's good. All right. I don't have any questions.
I'm good.
I move to approve amendment to the purchasing policy number 20-20-04.1. It was not 20-20. It was 2020-04.1.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Agreement for Publication Services number 20-040.
So I think this pretty much puts in to an agreement what we've kind of decided with Charlie Lakes Newspapers.
Yes, and we have a letter here from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated April 15, 2020, and he approves the agreement as to form.
I don't have any questions on it, do you guys?
No. The 9-point type with 10-point letting, that come from where that verbiage came, was from a tax sale publication. I don't know if anybody else has a problem with that.
Whenever we do a, other than tax sale, what size is it typically, do you know?
I don't know. I know that there's legal notices smaller than that I've seen in the paper. At the time when we had one that was using a large inner tax sale, and it was quite expensive then, so we got a legal opinion as to what was the acceptable for the tax sale information. And what we were given was a 9-point type. So thereafter, when we did the bid, we put that in our bid. I think if you look at the paper, I have seen some legal notices that are smaller print than others. I don't know.
Move to approve the agreement for publication services by and between Taney County and Tri-Lakes Newspapers Incorporated.
Would it be Tri-Lakes or Branson Tri-Lakes News?
Their legal name is Tri-Lakes. Tri-Lakes Newspapers Incorporated. I am assuming, but I don't know. That's just what's in the agreement. Travis wrote the agreement.
Okay. I think we probably want to check that for sure and do, but second with knowing that we will check that.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. We'll be in recess. I've got 9:46 a.m. and we'll recess until 10 a.m. and we'll be upstairs in our conference room for Road and Bridge.